Malala. Ila magoba ya sita mawasa.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This gorgeous Amharic music. This is absolutely beautiful. This is fabulous dance music, Worku.
Yeah, the young
the musician. Oh, this is amazing. Well, you've been listening to Shukshukta Radio with Worku, and now we're transitioning to Kol Noredi Nomadic Voice here on CITR. I am your host, Danya. I'd love to hear from you today. The number here at the station is 822-2487. So nice to be back here. Each week feels like a long time to be away from the show here. Thank you for listening. And today, well, I've got, as usual, gorgeous music for you. We're going to begin with a female vocalist, Eti Ankari, who really sings and composes, plays her music from the depths of her soul, inspired by her faith. We're also going to listen to Moshav Band, and we're also, later on in this short hour, going to listen very closely to the beautiful, brilliant lyrics and music of DJ So-Called, because very soon it is Passover. In fact, tomorrow evening is Passover. And for those of you who celebrate, as you know, you'll be enveloped in the Passover Seder, the festive meal. And it's a very, very exciting time of the year right now. And so in lieu of that, today's music is inspired by the wells of faith, and in celebration of the themes of freedom and liberation. And so we start off today with Eti Ankari. This is a beautiful album, very, very profound. She sings with a certain rawness and also this beautiful elegance here that is very unique. So what she's done with this album released last year is that she's taken one of the Middle Ages' most important scholars and legalists and poets, Yehuda Levi of Spain, and she has set her beautiful poetry to his beautiful poetry to music that she has composed, and it's just gorgeous. Eti Ankari is one of Israel's beloved singers, and she's really evolved over the years, and her music has reflected her various personal landscapes. As of the past decade or so, she has clinged more so to her Jewish heritage and drawn on that for inspiration for her music. So this is her. This is Eti Ankari, and I'm going to play for you off of this newish album released last year. This song is called Yefe Nof. You're listening to Kol Noredi, and this is CITR.
Thank you.
Listening to Eti Ankari and her beautiful music that she has put to Yehuda Halevi's poetry that was written in the Middle Ages. This is ancient, beautiful stuff that has been reworked and reproduced. Ankari was born in Lod in Israel in 1963, the third of five siblings to a Tunisian Jewish family. And this album here, she's been around for a long, long time. She was a former female singer of the year in Israel. She's performed in the States, in England, and in India. She's been called a rock genius, or the poet of Israeli spirituality, the contemporary voice of Israel. About this album, her reviewers say, on this album, the songs begin with melodic elements that are so familiar and unstyled that they seem like folk songs. And then, you know, something really complicated happens in each of these songs. They're very aromatic, and the melodies kind of just break out at a certain point after feeling very trapped in, and they just kind of take flight and open up. And so there's a very interesting movement to most of the tracks on this very gorgeous album, which is Beshire Rabbi Yehuda Levi, which again was released last year. So I can't just play for you one song. In fact, I have two more tracks that I would love to share with you from this album. You're listening to Kol Noredi. This is CITR. And onwards with the music. Again, music in anticipation of Passover, the holiday of spring, the holiday of freedom. Again, stay tuned for some music by Moshav and building up to DJ So-Called with the Hip Hop Haggadah. For now, though, onwards with Eti Ankari. This song is called Nafshi Levet El. Enjoy.
Nafshi levet el.
listening to Etty Ankari. That song was called Nafshi Levet El. One last song here I want to share for you. This is Eli Refa'enai. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, and this is CITR.
Sami umer kach
That was Eli Refaenai and Eti Ankri. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR. I never get sick of that album. I can listen to it over and over and over again, and each time hear something brand new, actually many brand new things in each piece. It's just it's strangely very, very simple seeming at first listen, but it's actually very complex and layered music, just very dynamic, very, very dynamic. So that, again, was off of her album that she released last year. Thank you for listening to the show. World Music Show airs every Sunday from 11 to 12 noon. And just to give you a little heads up, next week we won't be here on air, but instead Worku with Shukshukta Radio will be having a show for 2 hours, so stay tuned for that, a special show. So please tune in to Kol Noredi, not next week, but the week after. All right. Wow. This beautiful music, it even feels wrong to cut it now, but we'll have to do that because I have so much more that I want to share with you. Onwards today, the Moshav Band. I played them before for you. They are, I guess I can say, a folk rock group from Israel and from the United States. I'm going to play for you off of their fifth album called Angels, Malachim. For them, this is a return to the roots for one of their journeys back to their core inspirations for their music. The band, whose members grew up together in Shlomo Karlbach, who was a very influential rabbi who was really spoke to the spirituality and often via music. Of a whole generation of Jews in Israel and in the diaspora. So they grew up together, this band, in his moshav, which is kind of like a community living type of arrangement in the kind of the country-ish areas. And with this, they assumed very different identities in the past years and seem equally as comfortable playing in its fiery Middle Eastern rock reggae style to the very ultra-religious students as to college students in local clubs. This album is the band's first album with only Hebrew religious material, mostly with new renditions of various psalms, prayers, and Talmudic interpretations. The band stays true with this album to its roots of inspiration with Shlomo Karlbach, while showing true innovation as well. So I'm going to play for you from this album called Malachim, again Angels, released, I believe, in 2005. So see what you think of this. I'm going to play for you two what I think of are the most gorgeous tracks off of this album. You're listening to Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice.
Shem sefatai tiftach Ufi yagi tehilatecha Hashem sefatai tiftach Ufi yagi tehilatecha Kum Yisrael kuma Kuma bezat Yisrael בעזרת ישראל צור ישראל קומה בעזרת ישראל צור ישראל קומה בעזרת ישראל ובדרך ינומך יהודה וישראל ובדרך ינומך יהודה וישראל Yehuda ve'Yisrael Shem sefatai tiftach יופי יגיד תהילתך השם שפתי תפתח יופי יגיד תהילתך השם שפתי תפתח יופי יגיד תהילתך השם שפתי תפתח יופי יגיד תהילתך ישראל קומה בעזרת ישראל צור ישראל קומה קומה בעזרת ישראל צור ישראל קומה קומה בעזרת ישראל צור ישראל קומה קומה בעזרת ישראל ובדרך ינומך יהודה וישראל ופי יגיד תהילתך השם שפתי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילתך השם שפתי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילתך השם שפתי תפתח ופי יגיד תהילתך
מדלג על הערים.
What a beautiful song. That was Kol Dodi, and that was sung by Moshav. Again, this album is wholly in Hebrew. They've experimented with various languages in the albums that they've released. This one specifically is Hebrew and draws wholly on the liturgy of their faith. So this is a beautiful album released in 2005. It's called Angels. And as I mentioned, today's show is in anticipation of Passover, which begins tomorrow evening, and holiday. It's a holiday that marks the anniversary of the birth of the Jewish nation. From Jacob, Rachel, and Leah came a family of 70 people who, due to a famine in Israel, were forced to migrate to Egypt. And in Egypt, this family grew and prospered to such an extent that they eventually came to be seen as a threat by their Egyptian hosts. Respect and admiration turned to contempt, and finally to an organized program of enslavement and oppression. After 210 years and a series of unheeded warnings by Moses to Pharaoh, which resulted in the 10 plagues, God liberated a nation which had grown from the original family of 70 people. 7 weeks later, this newly conceived nation received the holy book of the Torah at Mount Sinai. So a little bit about what goes on in this holiday. Tomorrow evening, the Seder, or the festive meal. Actually, Seder means order. So it's actually a very structured meal with a set of events, including eating particular foods and blessings over them, and lots of questioning. So we read from a book called the Haggadah. That's the primary text of this holiday. And really, the main duty of this holiday is to retell the story of the birth of the Jews as a people. This book, the Haggadah, deals primarily with the events in Egypt which led from slavery to liberation, though it also spans the entire period from Abraham to the giving of the Torah. One could say that it's in a sense a declaration of independence. And the word Haggadah again means to tell or to relate. It's a vivid narrative which is set in the context of a parent-child dialogue. Passover with the Haggadah, again, its text as its focus, tells every Jew three things: who you are, where you came from, and what you stand for. The message inherent in the Haggadah is that Jewish identity and continuity hinge on encouraging children to ask questions and being prepared as parents to provide sensitive and substantive answers. In Judaism, being learned, knowledgeable, and wise is not only a goal, but it's really a prerequisite. So with that, there is no better, more fitting, richer piece of music, piece of art to share than the hip-hop Haggadah, DJ so-called. I tend to play this, or at least chunks of it, each Passover. I just think it is brilliant, brilliant. And speaking of making this story of enslavement and liberation and living this experience of questioning in a way that is substantive and meaningful, what better way to do this than with reinterpreting and making a sort of fusion and a patchwork of the old and the new aesthetically through art. And so again, I'm going to play for you from this amazing album. It's really an enthralling thing. The eclectic world of this master mixer, crate digger, musical continent spanner, so-called DJ so-called. So looking beyond the usual pantheon of samples for hip-hop artists, he explores the shtetls of Eastern Europe and the Yiddish vaudeville stages of Second Avenue for inspiration. Armed with his Akai MPC, heritage and love for genre-bending music, so-called is a Yiddish rapping, accordion-wielding, klezmer hip-hop maestro. This This album is awesome. That's all I have to say about it. It never gets boring. You can listen to it over and over again and find new meaning each time. All right, so I'm going to play for you as much as I can of this in the last few minutes of the show. We'll begin with Pesach Zeit and then Mani Shana, or the four questions. And then I'll just have to choose one or two last ones. So, again, this is DJ So-Called, the Hip-Hop Haggadah. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice, on CITR.
Never had a problem with that.
Daddy?
What is it, my child?
Daddy, what's going on here? Why is everybody singing? And how come the table is set with matzah instead of bread?
Well, you see...
Daddy?
Uh-huh.
Why is this night different from all other nights? Why?
Hang on here, and we'll count to four.
Of the four questions, all assembled at the festive table recite the history of the liberation of the Israelites from Egyptian bondage. A long drawn out tone, a series of broken notes.
What are you doing?
We gon' talk about redeeming ourselves. So good. This is my redemption song. As I take the second cup of wine, I recline, dig deep in my mind. Listen, I'm up late pacing, filled with frustration, my heart racing. Destiny I'm facing ever, feel more alive than when I fight temptation. On this mic waiting for revelation, and stay philosophical, I'm elevating. This mental stimulation equivalent to exorcism and levitation. Flying in aviation, cooler than ventilation, hotter than perspiration, your flow evaporating. TDKs I'm blazing, shell stay laced and ready to take it back to pop, locking and breaking. The LV Bruce beats is medication. I drop gems to maintain my reputation with no indication to stop crisping and bacon. To play to more folks than nationwide syndication. I'm trying to redeem myself and scheme to wealth, but sometimes real music don't seem to sell. Caught in the cash 22, what's the cat to do?
To present to you.
Sugar diabetic, keep the sweets low key. Use poetic, stiff your feet like trochee. Glossy magazine ads, more dangerous than semi-auto. Bought the more expensive auto because I bought the motto. Brand name interpolation, corporation clones you. A cow's branded, the logo says who owns you. Talk is cheaper, yo, it used to be cheaper. Now I'm paying all these bills on my cellular. I put the stud in student, put the man in semantics, put the Jew in jukeboxes, put the pro prophylactics. University educated, yo, check the deep flow. Rise up, scream out that you gotta let your peeps go.
La sortie d'Égypte a été, selon un mot du rabbin, un véritable printemps.
Listening to DJ so-called Josh Dolgan's Hip Hop Haggadah. Awesome, awesome album. You got to own this. It's just become a part of my Passover observance, in a sense. So again, Passover starts tomorrow evening. It's an eighth-day festival. It's celebrated in early spring. And this is the Hebrew month of Nisan. This holiday commemorates the emancipation of the Israelites from slavery in ancient Egypt. And by following the rituals of this holiday, we have the ability to relive and experience the true freedom that our ancestors gained. So, with this, on this note, I'm going to leave you here with one or so last song from this amazing album, Hip Hop Haggadah. I'd like to just mention again that Kol Noredi will not be on air next Sunday. Instead, Worku Ayalu's show Shukshukta will be doing a special programming for 2 hours, so tune into that. But I will be back the week after, so please do tune in again. Don't forget about Kol Noredi. And in the meantime, that means I need to remind you again of the last Chutzpah Festival gig event, and that is Les Yeux Noirs. They are awesome performers. They are just a fiery caravan of strings. Viola, violin, stand-up bass, cello, gorgeous, gorgeous music. They'll be playing at the venue on Granville Street, so you'll be able to like actually interact with the music and move and enjoy it and not just sit and watch. So for more information for tickets, you can check them out at lesyeuxnoirs.net. Or, of course, check out the Chutzpah Festival online, their website. All right. And so, again, I'm going to wish you a happy Passover. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And I will see you again in 2 Sundays from now. Chag Sameach. Have wonderful holidays. Bye-bye for now. And this is the Hip Hop Haggadah.
Tablets of the Covenant, and one, who knows what.
Why?
It's a long story, but I just want to hear some if you know some.
Surrounded me like the sun's rays. Biggie yo 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 yo, biga dum dum, biggie dum yo yo, diggy bam ba, 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 dum da da yo yo yo.
Yeah.
Pontus Yahoo on the track. What? Eliyahu Hanavi. Oh.